caso.
Podcast. I am your host, Rafael Chides, the host of the Full Hill Podcast, the greatest podcast in the United States. Thank you for joining me and my two buddies, Chad Jesus and Chad Toucan. What's up, guys?
I'm here chatting it up, bro. You know,
Chad's all day. What's up, guys?
It's Jim Bros. I've been working on my thickness.
Yep, he's getting thick. Come on, though.
My thickness.
Thank you for joining us today. We are watching UFC 285. Valentina Shevchenko is taking on Alexa Grasso right
now. Him up.
And I am scared to death for Alexa Grasso, but I want to see Valentina win. So I am torn right now. I don't know what to do.
Alexa's showing all the right body language leading up to the start of the fight, but now we got to see how she actually fights.
I think of Alexa as a little baby, fucking cute little girl.
It's a Kardashian.
Yeah, right in the back.
Terrible.
But she's the same size as Valentina. Let's go.
Let's go, Mexico.
La hija de Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico. What is her nickname? Alexas. I know Valentina's is Bullet.
Bullet,
they kill you.
I don't think she has one.
Yeah, right. She trains out of Lobo MMA, which is pretty awesome. Out of Mexico. Her base is mainly boxing with some jiu-jitsu. I think she's a purple belt in jiu-jitsu, if I'm not mistaken. Valentina's definitely a black belt. If she's not a black belt, she should be. And she's a grade A kickboxer.
She definitely has the skills for all that shit.
So the both skill levels are both in the favor of Valentina, both striking and striking.
Oh. Hard body kick. Oh, God.
She's so technical, man.
I'm so afraid.
Her striking is so...
I'm so afraid.
Not effortless, but there's no wasted effort.
Oh, that was a good
effort.
Left hand from Grasso.
What
that was sick.
What if she pull it off?
Oh, baby.
Gotta be something. Something inspirational for the Mexican female fan base.
For the community. Oh.
Especially right now. Especially. Is that my fucking
life
word?
Just flashed before my eyes.
Especially. We have two Mexican champions right now.
Oh, my God.
Yair, and...
Are you as tense as I am?
Who's the other one? Oh,
Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon Moreno. El Assassin Baby.
Assassin Baby. Fucking Mexicans, man. They're hilarious.
Baby Assassin, Assassin Baby. Whatever it is. Grasso's not as intimidated as I thought she was going to be. She's in there. Yep. But it's only 2 minutes into the fight, so...
Bro, my chest is wanting to.
I got a pain in my chest.
What's the word?
And I can't breathe.
Crumble? Fucking. What is it when it explodes inwards?
Implodes?
Implodes.
Let's get the monster going.
You seem to have woken up, Jesus.
Monsters.
You were dying earlier.
No, I'm good. I'm here. What's up? I'm rocking the Bam Bam.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool...
Grasso switching stances, windbreaker. Too.
Grasso or Valentina's?
Grasso. Or at least I thought I saw her switch. Maybe she just backed out and then came back.
Her striking is really good. Her boxing is really, really crisp.
Yeah. No, she's landing on Valentina. It's just Valentina's fucking Valentina, dude.
Oh! Did she
yeah,
rock Valentina
dude,
a little
that
bit?
Might've, yeah, I think yeah. That turned around. She's like, oh, okay, I can't. She's actually touching me.
Oh, I think she might have found my weak point.
Straight hand down the middle.
Because Garazzo said everyone has a weak point, and then Valentina's like, oh, yeah, bitch. I'm going to show you your weak point.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see? Now she's orthodox. Yeah, she's switching stances, dude.
You got to with Valentina. You got to give
her
every
try something, yeah.
Look.
Yeah, because she could throw the 1-2 with both hands. So she's just giving her more to think about. Wow, dude.
Well, going into this fight, I'm like, man, Valentina's larger than life. And then when I saw Grasso stand next to her, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I always thought of Grasso as like the little girl. But she's the same size as her. And what if?
Right. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
A powerful left hook or something.
Biggest upset ever?
It's up there.
It'll be up there.
It'd be up there for sure.
This is Grasso's biggest opponent.
That's the first little clinch exchange they've had.
I don't know if Grasso wants to take it there.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
she's had a little bit of success on
that. That's why I'm all fucking over here all tense, dude, because I'm like, all these possibilities.
Apparently she's outstruck her, too. A couple of strikes, but still. Against a champion first round? When everyone counted her out? Oh, that spinning back fist landed.
Back fist. Oh, and then she went for a takedown.
Oh, smart guy. Got it. Grasso. Okay.
Yeah.
She's tenacious.
I wonder if that counted.
I mean, this is counting.
Yeah.
All of this is.
This is looking good. Oh!
Oh,
that doesn't count for
time.
Hey. Calm down, Shevchenko.
Whoa, wait. That was the end of the round?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that flew.
I can relax for a second.
Ooh. Damn, Grasso landed a nice overhand left.
Yeah, that was good. And then a little behind the head.
I gotta say,
incidental. Boss, that was the one right there.
That was nice.
That was the one. And the right hand afterwards.
That almost
and
tipped her
left.
Back.
Shit, yeah.
Her legs
went
away.
Her leg went that way, right?
Yeah.
Instead of down.
That's what happens when you get hit, man. Well, let me tell you something, dude. When you get hit, brother, your legs go all spaghetti, dude. And then you gotta get your wherewithal, dude. If not, they're gonna jump on you, dude, and the fight's over. Jack.
But that round definitely went to...
I'd probably give it to Grasso.
Yeah, I might too.
Yeah.
It looks like
good.
She had the more impactful shots.
Yeah.
It looked like Shevchenko was reading, which she does usually.
Yeah.
She just tries to stay in it in the first round, and then she turns it on.
No, she went in pretty ambitious.
What are you trying to say,
round
dude,
two?
No, like it's paying off.
Oh.
She's not like pulling anything back. She's
trying to talk shit about my girl or what?
Yeah, dude, she's got her nose bleeding, bro. Who's had Valentina's nose bleeding in the second round?
For nobody. A second there, I thought it was
nobody. Let's
Valentina,
go, Mexico.
Damn, Valentina gets a takedown.
Let's go, Mexico. Come on, cumbia hips. Cumbia hips. Come on, girl. Let's go. Move him.
Show
move
her what fucking
move him.
Yu-Yisu
there you go.
Is.
Move him.
Show him Yu-Yisu. Nah, but Valentina's a fucking black belt, dude.
Yeah.
This fucking perp's pretty good.
Yeah.
Purple haze. I don't know if it's purple haze, but it was definitely perp.
Oh, she's in guard now. Let's see what Valentina does. See if she tries to pass or she just stays here. Ooh, Alexa tried to scramble out.
Yeah, but yeah. Shevchenko's got real good control of them hips. That's the best. Oh, no, that ain't nothing.
Nah, she's trying to just sweep or like just try to get out the side or something. Trying to stay safe. They're not doing shit.
That's weird by Valentina. She's not doing anything, and Grasso's like, all right, you're not going to do anything? Well, I'll lock you down then.
Yeah.
Call it in the ring.
She's trying to get out.
Yeah.
Oh, Valentina passes here. She's inside control.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
Oh, she's trying to crucifix her.
There you go.
Oh, no, that's not a good position.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, she's going to try to lock her arm down.
Oh, it's not good. Come on, Alexa. Let's go.
No, don't get mad, baby.
No.
Shit, no.
No. This is her patented move.
Kiss her. Kiss her.
She's getting
arm. Sorry, wrong. I was thinking about the wrong thing. Get out of that position.
Dude, she had that arm locked in pretty much.
Yeah.
And all she has to do is work back towards that. Like, oh, man. This was one of the scenarios where you're like, oh, fuck.
I thought I typed in the AI, Alexa Grasso Shevchenko porn. Now that they're going to start making out. Oh, kiss her! Kiss her! Oh, sorry. I forgot again.
They're cheek to cheek. I mean, come on, bro. They're right there.
Yeah. It's right there.
Just, you know.
It's
right
scissor,
there.
Scissor. Sorry. I gotta keep it professional, guys. Sorry.
She's still inside.
Just a little graze.
Oh my god.
It's just a little peck, right?
Alexa's
like,
working.
Yeah. Right back at
she's
it.
She's getting up. She's
damn,
up.
Yeah, she's yes. up. Yeah.
Holy shit, very nice.
Valentina up
yeah.
against the cage. Let's go, Grasso.
Grasso. Oh, she got her. She got her with a 1-2.
Come on.
Did this tire out Valentina?
Maybe a bit. We'll see what Alexa got
I mean,
the
yeah,
last 2 minutes. She wants that shit back.
Mad respect for Grasso. I didn't think she's gonna. I thought she would be finished by now.
She just ate a right. From Shevchenko.
Bullet's breathing heavy.
She got her nose hit, bro. She might be broken.
To be honest, I don't want Grasso to lose, but I don't really care who wins.
No, yeah, me either. I'm just rooting for Grasso. Because usually I don't have to root for Shevchenko. I just like watching her fight because she's amazing.
But once they threw Grasso at her, I'm like, fuck, man.
Like, now you gave me feelings. You bastards.
I'm like, I was hoping Shevchenko would retire by the time we got to see this girl fight for a title.
Right? But the division's so not stacked. It's getting there. It's getting better.
Yeah, she
she's like ranked sixth.
Yeah, she doesn't fight
like,
many people.
That she has to fight the sixth ranked fighter is crazy for a title shot because she's beat everybody else already.
I'm just happy she got out of that crucifix position. Shevchenko doesn't want to get caught by them hands.
Oh, come on. Grasso, move. Oh, you got to move your feet a little faster. Another fuck. She gets slowed down after the initial fucking burst.
The
she's getting
engagement.
Annoyed by the grappling. I seen it in her face already.
Yeah.
She's just like, this bitch is smothering me.
She's good at it too, though, Shevchenko, though.
Yeah.
She will smother the fuck out of you. She did it to that other girl that was beating her a little bit.
Tyler Santos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those rib punches suck, though, too.
Yeah, that's not fun.
I mean, yeah. I can imagine. You're already breathing heavy and shit?
Let me hit you with a couple of Jesus. Yeah.
No.
Get it with some shoulder attacks, too, and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything, dude. Well, they both look fine going into the third.
Oh, my God. This guy's got the cuh. The super cuh. I seen some in the wild, yo.
What?
Some cuhs. The kids with the haircut. With the
oh. The Edgars?
It's so funny.
Do they call it the Edgars?
Yeah, the cuh.
Wait, aren't you Edgar? Oh, no, you're Eddie.
Edward.
Yeah, you're Edward.
Edward.
Close enough.
Edward.
Get the haircut.
Yeah, right.
Do it.
Should grow it out.
Do it.
Cuh.
What's up, cuh? They just have no idea what we're talking about.
No, I don't, man.
Internet goofies.
Yeah. It's like the new generation's mohawk. Like, you know, the fade-in mohawk? I had one. Don't look at me like that. Don't make that face.
I'm making the face because I don't know what you're talking about now because, like, you're talking about, like, the faux hawk, essentially?
Do you know how that was the trend? Well, there's a trend now where, like, I don't know how to describe it. Yeah, it's like a bowl cut, but
it's
with
like
the sides
it's like
cut
a
in,
dumb bowl cut.
Faded in.
The fuck?
But it's like a
it's
bowl
bad.
Cut, and it's almost,
it's
like,
really
shagged out at the back a little bit, but a bowl cut on the front.
Crazy. Oh, fuck, yeah. It's almost like a mullet kind of thing.
Kinda, yeah, but it's gross.
It's
yeah,
like
but
a combo mullet bowl cut.
It's
faded
pretty
in.
Fucking gross.
Why is that a thing?
Because people are gross.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I mean, you'll fit right in.
I'm going to do it.
The cuz. We'll say what's up. Like, yo, sweet cut.
Sweet cut. Hey, who am I to say anything? I'm bald now.
Hey,
Jesus,
man, that's a style
bald.
Too, bro.
Didn't stam, got him. I got Jesus. You're not wrong.
Come on, Alexa. Let's go.
You're
let's
not
go.
Wrong.
Quick feet.
I'm old enough for what I got, brother.
There haven't been any takedowns this round, right?
No.
And Grasso's pressing forward, landing some shots. Good. Because it's 1-1 in my eyes right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, now you guys are going to copy me?
Yep.
right. I mean, yeah.
They're trading. They're trading.
They're trading shots.
They're trading.
Oh, Shevchenko trying to go for that takedown. Is she not liking getting caught or what?
Nah,
Grasso pulling back from that takedown.
Well, she's had the advantage has been there, right? So, like, why not go back to that?
Damn. Grasso's leading in strikes.
Shevchenko eating a watch the head kick.
Yeah, watch out.
Oh, Grasso. My God. I don't know if that touched her.
We saw what happened to Jessica Eye. Her fucking soul left.
Oh, my God.
The United Center. It left out the arena. Flew by the fucking Jordan jerseys and everything. Please. The retired jerseys.
Bro, I stood up. That shit took me out of my chair. I've never done that.
Blackhawk championship banners.
She had an out-of-body experience.
Yeah. And then it came back.
Usually I'm a fucking cynic for everything, and like that shit took me out.
Like
my chair,
Nelson at the Quickie Mart?
Yeah. Or like fucking that Marvel shit when the fucking Doctor Strange knocks you out of your body, astral projects you. She was floating around for like 5 minutes, dude. You thought she died.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, being there live feels way different when you see a knockout. It's like,
Chuck got another takedown. Fuck.
Damn it.
Come on, Grasso.
She got her comfortable thinking, all right, we'll just stand then. And she said, nah, we're going down.
I don't think Shevchenko likes those hits either. She's getting touched up.
Mm-hmm. Does that count as a tap? Her hand's open.
Yeah, right.
Is she tapping to be out?
He says, we felt bad because we all wished that knockout was to a distance.
Yeah.
And then she didn't wake up for like 5 minutes. And we're like, Jesus. Did we all wish her to die? Like, we didn't want her to die. We just wanted a knockout.
Yeah, right.
She got knocked the fuck out.
The madness of humanity, bro.
Is she still fighting or is she still around?
I think she just retired not too long ago.
Damn.
Like last year.
Yeah. Wait.
She might have gone to bare knuckle.
Stand them up.
I'm like, wait, what's the rotation?
Yeah. Come on, Dylan. Damn, Shevchenko's knees are all bruised up. All that grappling.
Nice. She grappled with me.
Ah, yeah. She'd turn you into a pretzel, dude.
Yep. And you'd like
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
She'd have you look in your own beehole.
That's pretty cool.
And make you like it. I don't want to do it.
She'd like, lick it faster.
Come on, Dylan. She'd call you Dylan, too.
That sounds pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
And then you guys would clasp hands. You son of a bitch. And then she'd do her dance, that spinning dance that she does.
Oh, they're going to stand them up.
I'm not going to lie. That'd be pretty cool. Wait, why'd they stand them up?
I don't know.
Man, not enough action? What's championship fight, boys? Let's go,
I guess because they're just tippy-tapping. They're just mostly stalling.
Yeah, well, Shevchenko's open hand smacking.
I know. That's why I was like, what's the point of that? Like, try to get in her face, yo.
It's mighty weird.
The
momentum
is
for another.
Look at Grasso.
Yeah, well, she's gotta get up though. It was a push. Yeah. Still, like she's gotta get up though. So I'm saying about the feet, dude.
Quick enough. 3 seconds left, but still. No.
Shit. Got a hand fight.
Yeah, she better start hand fighting.
She's holding on to one of her hands.
No, she's seatbelted.
Okay.
Oh,
there you go. You're up. Okay, that works. Fuck it.
Yeah, you got a
guillotine attempt. Fuck it, try it.
Just don't burn your hands out. You got 3 seconds left.
Yeah, it goes as an attempt on the books, you know.
Well, that's an interesting round.
Oh my God, yeah. She's still in this.
It's probably a Shevchenko round, but Grasso's definitely still in this.
Oh my God, she's still in this, bro. She's still in this.
Probably 2-1, Shevchenko.
I don't know. This
Grasso's not
let's
out.
Go, Alexa.
This one's hard to tell,
it's
man.
Tough.
This
it's
one's
a tough.
Hard to tell.
Tough. Let her drink water, goddammit! No, fuck this. The fuck's wrong with you? She needs to be hydrated.
Oof. Stiff.
Shit.
I don't know who to root for, man, but I'm rooting more for Grasso just because she's Mexican. And Shevchenko's won. She's defended it 7 times. How many? Enough.
That would be huge.
What is the 8th?
Fuck.
If she wins. Nice little fucking scramble right there.
Yeah,
look at this kick.
That
was more of a push. Damn.
She put her foot on her, like, shoulder. or like the neck area and pushed.
Yeah, no, that was more of a push.
Damn, round four, guys. Come on, Dylan's.
Oh, my God. I'm so afraid.
Dude, we still have the goat fighting next.
I know, right?
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. He's back.
He's back.
And bigger.
Everyone's so pissed because he came in fat.
Yeah, right? Hey!
They're like, what the
you're
fuck?
You're fat!
Yeah, like, weren't you supposed to come in super jacked?
What the
he's
hell?
He's like, hey, yeah, it's functional. Get the fuck out of here. Time.
Calm down.
Watch me move.
Yeah, he's like, watch. I'm going to move like a lion.
Ooh!
Oh,
he's
nice.
Oh, she's
nice,
nice, nice. All right, come on.
It.
Get out of there.
Got some stuff, dude.
Good job. Come on. Put them fists in her face now. Let's
well,
go.
Look. The refs start have to. They start have to. They need to see that the takedowns aren't just enough either. Shevchenko really hasn't done a lot with these takedowns.
No, she's just taken down and controlled. Yep. She was trying at first, but then she like she got to that crucifix position, but then
nothing
she didn't
really
work to do that again.
Yeah, there
she
not
just
a lot
stayed
of
in guard. She's just holding it down.
But I don't know what these fucking refs or judges
maybe
see.
It's some new thing that they're doing because this is the second ref to do it. This is a different ref. Because it was the other guy. I forget his name. But these are two different refs that did that now. That stood up.
Oh, that stood up from ground?
Yeah, stood up grounded fighters, yeah.
When you start seeing some damage, it's like stalling on the feet.
Yeah.
You shouldn't get points for stalling on the feet just because you're pressing forward. Oh, but he's pushing forward.
He's fainting. Yeah, he's fainting. Yeah, he's fainting. Fainting? Faint.
He's moving forward, fainting.
Fainting. Fainting?
Oh, my God, look, then move forward, faint.
Okay, he backed
so beautiful.
Up. Fainting? Still fainting.
Like, well, he won the round.
Ah!
Yeah. Ah, what the fuck?
Is
nice left the, hand.
Oh,
that kick lands a kick on the way out. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oof. And this round's been pretty chill.
Yeah.
They've just been feeling it out.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Just that stuff takedown, but I guess that's why she didn't go for a takedown again.
It's probably going to be a
oh,
burst
oh,
here.
Oh,
whoa.
No, I think that
was more of a dodge. That was a dodge, not a takedown
she was,
attempt?
It looked like she was going to go for it, but then she just went, no, I'm just going to pull back.
Yeah.
She didn't believe it all the way.
Man.
Yeah, Grasso just edges in.
She's going to keep trying to
it's
go
danger.
For takedowns.
Oh, now she's
Grasso
going for,
with her own.
For grappling. I don't know why. But
yeah,
okay.
She wasn't low enough for that.
I don't know about this one. Maybe to try and win this round. But
what's up with Shevchenko's knee?
Let's see some dirty bucks.
It's from all that wrestling.
Yeah, it's the rug burn.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, they were already wrought up. Remember when I told you earlier they were bruised up?
Yeah.
That's what was happening.
It's pretty cool.
Come on, Alexa.
Did you say that's pretty cool?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. I want to see Shevchenko do the dance.
She's doing no matter what. I paid my fucking pay-per-view money.
That's part of the show.
She should have done it before just to fucking guarantee it.
Oh, maybe if she loses, she'll do
it's
it.
It's a different dance?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's a different dance.
No, it's...
Damn, she tried to go for
oh,
a...
Oh, shit. She jumped on her back. Oh, shit. She's on
damn,
the neck.
Holy
oh,
shit.
Shit. She's not on the neck. She's on the face, but maybe she could crank at it.
But she's got
she
the back.
Work towards it. Oh, shit. Oh,
smash
shit.
Her face. Smash
oh,
her face.
My God.
Smash her face.
Dude, she might do it. Oh, shit. Come on, Alexa.
She's trying to dig it in.
Squeeze.
She's trying to
squeeze.
Dig it in.
She pretty much has it.
There you go. Squeeze.
She pretty much has
squeeze
it.
Her face.
Oh,
squeeze it till
it
pops.
She's got it. She's going to tap.
Squeeze
she's
it
gonna
till
tap.
It pops.
She's going to tap.
Come on, Alexa.
Dude.
She's tapping.
She's
oh!
tapping.
She
tapped.
Oh,
yes.
Holy shit. She fucking did it.
Get the fuck out of here.
Shit.
She tapped Shevchenko.
Holy fuck, dude. Holy
what?
Fuck. Yo. Yes.
Three Mexican champions.
Dude. Holy shit, dude.
That's cool.
Yo!
You know what, Jesus?
That's yo! Holy shit. Get out of here. Shit, dude. And wow. Of all ways to jump on Shevchenko's back.
Wow. Oh my
God. Because she had to readjust the choke, dude. Yeah. She had it around like the chin, and the then face. Eventually she got it under.
She tried that kick.
Oh my God, dude!
Oh, look at Brandon.
she had tried that kick. I think that.
Wow. Mackenzie Dern's in the back.
Wow, they yo!
Deep thrown Shevchenko.
Oh my God.
What? They even have the glass of fucking
champion blue.
The blue you. Shirt. The blue championship.
Damn. They already knew it was going to happen. See that?
Oh, shit.
That's where it fucking
Shevchenko
happened.
Shevchenko tries a spinning back kick, and Grasso steps in and jumps on her back.
Remember what happened to Luke Rockhold?
Right away, jumps into in with both hooks. Watch.
She's able to,
boom,
yeah,
both
she's able to get
at the
it
same
in so
time.
Nice.
So Shevchenko's got nowhere to go.
She's able to lock that in so nice.
She already had it in by the time they're on the ground, so it was like... All she had to do was just keep tightening, 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 tightening.
Oof, look at that.
Oh, my God, dude. Wow, yo.
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my God. Give her a black belt.
Yeah, give her her black
give
belt.
Give her her black belt. And then she couldn't find the hands. That was her looking for the hands. She couldn't find them. She's about to go to sleep.
Damn.
Yo, she's about to go to sleep.
Get the fuck out of here. Look at the paisa going all crazy.
Yeah, look at this fucking paisa.
Well, dude, fucking, I don't know about that one.
Fucking Mario Lopez.
Fucking Mario Lopez. You. You.
Where's my remote? Where's my phone? I need to record this. What a moment.
Qué momento!
Get the fuck out of here, dude! Well, dude, this gotta be one of the biggest upsets. Wow!
I called it, yo.
What?
I called it.
Because I feel like I'm dreaming. I dream it with this moment for so long. And thank you, everyone. That's you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You made this dream a reality. You did it with a beautiful back take. Take a look at the screen. This is a better one to see. Let's take a look at the screen so you can see it perfectly. She threw the spinning back kick and you timed this and just jumped on her back with perfect precision. You immediately got the arm across the face.
You alright over there?
Yeah, it's okay. There ain't no ghost hits here.
It was training. I trained it every single day that thing.
Damn, look at the white line across her face from the squeeze.
Yeah.
I want to say thank you to my partner, Omar Laureano. That is here to be training with me every single day. Thank you, Omar. This is yours too.
So you train to take the back when she goes to attempt that spinning kick.
Yeah, I train it because I know that she hits hard. She's a great athlete. I truly am thankful for that because I train it so hard like never before in my life.
Well, this submission victory really speaks to your advancement and improvement as a fighter. Because you've always been
she's a striker.
Your boxing, your striking techniques, but we have seen your submission techniques improve, and now you won the world championship with a rear naked choke.
Yeah, this is thank you to my coaches, my head coach, Francisco, Alessandro, and Diego. They are my Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu coaches, and I'm blessed for this team.
Alexa, you didn't just win the world title. You won the world title against one of the most dominant champions in the sport. It's a huge victory. I want you to enjoy it. Congratulations. You are the new flyweight champion of the world.
God damn it, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Only part that was missing was the Spanish part. But yeah, it's all good. She barely knows this is happening right now. Yeah. Are you kidding me? I'd be freaking the fuck out right now. I'd be like, just get me out of here. Get me the fuck out of here.
Everyone counted her out.
I'm like, bro, I need to go get fucking stupid drunk right now.
There better be a fat ass blunt back there for me.
Wow.
Valentina, you have been an exemplary champion for your
time. Oh my god, dude.
Oh, she's gonna do the dance.
Your first loss as a champion.
Kind of like what happened in mixed martial arts. You've been in the fight all rounds, all three rounds.
I don't know about that one, Chief. I don't know about that one, dude.
This is a part of the game. Congratulations to Alexa.
She was doing good. Give her credit.
I know that I'm stronger, and if not, this spinning kick would be different result.
That is how the game goes, though, right?
Yes, actually, yeah. Everyone to train hard. And yeah, you do whatever you have to do to win the fight in some situation. This is what happens. But at least something movement in flyweight division, maybe some created like kind of like goals will be more alive before I come back and climb my title back.
Do you want an immediate rematch? Do you want to fight top contenders? How do you feel right now?
Oh no, definitely immediate revenge. But because I know I was winning the fight.
Well, you have always been one of the most dominant champions in the sport. We always appreciate you very much. It's always an honor to call you fight, and I look forward to seeing you again.
It was a close fight going into the fourth.
Yeah,
I could say she was winning, but like she's talking like she was dominating the fight. Maybe I'm just high. I am.
She hasn't processed it, G.
I am high, but that's besides the point. Fuck these two. Get these fucking idiots off my screen. I'm not paying fucking money to see that shit.
What is this,
God,
a fucking softcore? What is this bullshit?
This is okay, but those fucking idiots, I don't want to see
round
them.
Pro? Yeah. If
Diaz Brothers, Metal Militia, bro. You don't even know about that shit. Metal Militia, dude.
If it would have gone a decision, it probably would have gone to Shevchenko.
He gets the winner of the heavyweights.
Stipe?
Yeah, Stipe gets the winner of... Jones gone. Whoever wins faces Stipe next. Damn, if anyone bet $100 on Garasso to win by submission,
damn,
they won $2,500.
That's me.
Dude, she looks so fucking happy.
Yeah.
Me and Toucan have been a fan of her since the beginning.
Since the beginning!
Because she's such a little cutie.
She is.
And she's Mexican.
Yeah, and she's Mexican, of course. Because a lot of these girls are hot. Like,
Rogan. That was my reaction. She like, did it!
Like
she did it!
Like Tabitha Ricci.
Yeah.
Like earlier. She's fucking hot. You saw her, right? Toucan? The Brazilian chick?
I wasn't watching that.
Oh, she's fucking fine. She's got a nice ass fucking body. Amanda Ribas fought earlier, too. But
I saw that one.
She's annoying as fuck. I'm over her. Once I heard her talk for the first time, I'm like, ugh.
Like, ooh,
I'm
too
done.
Bubbly. You need to,
yeah, I'm like, you need to tone it down, bitch.
Tone it down.
I got, ugh. It's like,
here's
some
drugs.
Who can, yeah, who can handle you? Like, you're a lot. Lady.
Oh, shit. Here comes heavyweight Johnny Bone Jones.
Oh, my God, the GOAT.
Yo, this is terrifying.
Dude, we just had Grasso win the strawweight championship, and we're about to see the GOAT fight.
I forgot all about this fight. Yeah. I was like, yo, yeah. I just saw Grasso win. What? This is crazy.
Suck it, Frankie. What a night. Where's my camera? Suck it, Frankie. You should have been here. Suck it. We had sliders. Jesus bought sliders.
Yeah.
There's an extra set. How many did we all eat?
36.
Yeah, we all ate 36, and there's an extra set over there. Your loss. Your move. That would have been funny if that would have happened, though.
Damn, I should have.
Is anyone rooting for Gon to win? Well, yeah, there's a lot of John Bone Jones haters, actually. Because of all the shit he did. Are we forgiving him? Did we forgive him? Is that what went on? I think we forgave him.
So he's cool now?
I don't know. Toucan, did we forgive him?
Who?
John Bone Jones.
Four.
All right, let's start in the beginning. The beginning, he crashed into a pregnant lady, ran away, came back, grabbed his weed, and then ran away.
Game recognized game.
He got caught for picograms. He ran away from USADA by hiding under the ring.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but do I care about any of that?
There's been other like crazy legal stuff. I mean,
there's tons of people who are terrible people, and I would never know
what came of it. But remember, he beat his wife.
Oh yeah, I remember what happened. Yeah. I mean, he's a terrible person.
Yeah,
he's a great fighter.
I want to see him beat the shit out of people in the ring.
Yeah, like I'm not looking for him to be a moral compass.
He's not my
for
role
me.
Model. Yeah, he's not a moral compass for me. Nor should he be for anybody. You should be your own fucking moral compass. How about that one? But I am rooting for him to beat Cyril Gane.
Well, I'm all for any time you go back to get your weed.
They put vacant. Why didn't they put formerly belong to Francis Ngannou, who had to vacate it because y'all didn't want to pay the man?
But I think they were going to pay him, but then he started asking for like...
Oh, the
fighters
other parts,
union
yeah.
And like,
of course they're not gonna do that.
Guaranteed,
they can't.
Yeah,
like that would fuck up their whole business.
Yeah,
model.
Oh yeah, like guaranteed, like health insurance and shit like that. And it's like with the NFL, if they start guaranteeing and admitting shit now, and start paying people for CTE, they have to retroactively go back and pay all these guys, don't they?
People would probably sue for that.
And if they knew to do that, how
much? Because if they did know, which they did, then yeah, you probably would have to.
And how much money would that be?
That's a shit ton of money.
That's a shit ton of money.
Dude, billions of dollars.
I remember we went to go see John Jones' friend at the bar, me and Jamie, when he won the championship against Shogun. Because we didn't want to buy the pay-per-view, so we knew a bar that was showing it, so we went to go see it. Okay. And he won, and we were like, oh, my God. Crazy. He was 21 when he won it.
Damn. No, but isn't that what like the class action lawsuit things that they try to do with like WWE because of the CTE?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except
that's why I think they don't admit about like it's hard to admit that the CTE is a real thing or has happened in a sport where you've been paid to do this shit because they kind of never knew about it. But it, like, they didn't know about it either. Like, at a certain point, they did know about it, but at a certain point, they didn't. And how do you know when they found out? And, like, they to this day, they still don't know the exact science behind it.
Yeah, they also hide behind the fact that, like, you didn't just wrestle here. How do you know you got it here?
Well,
yeah.
Well, that's the tricky thing. You don't know when you got CTE. When was it? Like, yeah. Was it in training? Was it in the ring? Like, can you pinpoint it? Or was it an accumulation? Is there a certain number that a person has of, like, hits you can take to the head? Because we're figuring it out that, no, it could be one hit and you're fucked. It could all be
case-by-case basis.
Exactly. That's the tricky thing. I think you have CTE, Asus.
You think I have it?
What? Actually, didn't you say you got CTE one time?
No.
Or you didn't know you had CTE?
No. I didn't get CTE. I had a really bad hit to the head after.
And you got a concussion.
Bicycle. I don't think I got a concussion. But it was bad enough that I remember.
I think you described it and were like, dude, you had a concussion.
And I didn't like want to tell anyone.
Yeah.
Because I knew no one was going to do anything about it, and I was, you know, just a kid.
Yeah.
I'm just a girl.
Was that what you were thinking?
Yeah. No, I think I'm fine.
You're probably fine, but you could have had a concussion. How long ago was this?
Maybe, like, I was, like, 14 or 15.
Okay, yeah. You're fine.
Yeah.
But you might have had a concussion.
No, I was riding my bike super fast, and I was probably doing some dumb shit.
Wheelies and stuff?
And, like, I just flipped forward, and I fell literally head first.
Yeah, you had a concussion.
On the concrete. And, like, the side of my head hit real hard on the concrete.
That's cool, dude.
Like I remember seeing...
That's sick.
I remember seeing...
Gnarly, dude.
A flash. I remember seeing a flash.
John or Cyril?
Cyril's first? I'm assuming by the poster.
Okay.
Did anyone go like this? That's gnarly, dude.
Gnarls.
Nah, nobody was there.
Gnars. The narnar.
Yep.
Real hard.
Khan's first.
You think he was lying when he was saying that he doesn't train that much?
Ah, he's got to be. This is his fucking job. And yeah, right? When you've been in the championship level fights, he only has 12 fights, though.
My man's saying he's au naturel. It just comes to him.
Yeah.
The skill.
When he sees red bodies at the floor, dude, that's what he said.
Then I just see red.
Damn.
Dude, when I get hit, I black out and bodies hit the floor, bro. That's me.
I didn't hear no bell.
Oh, French.
Vive la France.
Wait, he's allowed to have his flag out there?
Did he take it from the crowd?
Maybe.
He's French?
Yes.
All right.
And not even the less sucky one, French Canadian. He's French, the stinking ones.
No, yeah.
The stinking ones.
I mean, you know, I think in comparison to what John Jones did, that's slightly worse.
Oh, yeah. Being French from France? Yeah, that's worse. Way worse.
Oh, my God.
They
this
stink
crazy.
Yeah.
Oui, oui.
I think it's
que momento.
Slightly worse.
Look, they're narcissistic. What country fucking has a language named after them?
Yeah, no, not only that, you got French fries.
Yeah, because they're narcissists.
The French press.
Oh, in France, we speak French. Get the fuck out of here, assholes. How about that one? That's why I don't like the English either. Fucking speak English over there. I'm okay with speaking it. I'm from America. God damn it.
America!
We were fucking colonized.
Oh, crap. You got the French prince.
What in the hell?
Yeah, see? It's fucking... Don't get me started on croissants. Fuck those shits.
Croissant.
You got French bread pizza.
Ah, I don't want to touch that shit.
That's not that's a un-American. Pizza? That's an abomination.
Yep.
Yeah. What else is French?
Fries? They're pretty good, though. Can we name them something else? I don't want to give them.
Yeah, Freedom Fries.
There you go. can we bring that back? Freedom fries.
Freedom.
Yeah, no one better be rooting for this fucking dude.
Merkel.
Why? Because he's French?
Yeah. Come on now. Americans rooting for this guy? No. Nah, it should be a good fight, though. This is a very agile fucking heavyweight. Very good striking. But John Jones should just take him down and beat the fuck out of him if he's
pretty
smart.
Pretty much.
He's going to take him down and just elbow the shit out of him and be like, I'm the one. I'm the dude. This is my fucking division. Let's go. Pay Ngannou. Give everyone insurance. Give everyone. People that don't even fight, give them insurance. Bring them back. That's the statement he should
Healthcare
make.
Healthcare for all.
Yeah, exactly.
And now he's your president.
Be like, yeah, exactly. Congress fucking healthcare for everyone. All right, motherfuckers. And bring Ngannou back. Make me president. Second black president.
What if he's sloppy?
Well, he said they said he's good.
Yeah.
I mean, Chael Sonnen was saying some wild shit. Well, I just saw a line that he said that Jones was probably injured.
I saw that too.
They just showed him in the pool or some shit. He's like, that's what you do when you're injured.
Yeah.
He's like,
well,
or he's just
so Jones,
playing possum.
In the embedded, this is what Jones said. Jones, and it could just be here, whatever he says he wants to say.
Rumor and innuendo.
Yeah, but what he said, I thought I was going to be a heavyweight and I was going to come in within like 6 months and dominate. He's like, I found out quick that I wasn't the same once I started changing my body. He's like, so it took me 2 years to gain the size and then adapt to the size and then get into fight shape after knowing that I had the same movement and the same like coordination and everything as I did at light heavyweight. So now I can start training.
Shit.
He looks massive.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's the goat.
Even bigger this time.
Yeah, he looks.
Imagine the crowd just started doing that.
Damn, he looks massive.
Dude, he's only lost once, and it was to the deaf guy he was beating the shit out of.
The deaf guy?
The deaf guy?
Yeah, Matt Hamill.
Did he let him win because he was deaf?
No, he was on top, and he started throwing elbows. Like, what is it, 12-6 elbows? And the ref came in and disqualified him.
Damn.
Or no, the ref came in, stopped the fight, and then they went to the judges or something. So he lost the fight.
Is it because you can't? Nah.
Fucking Cejudo standing behind all these fucking giants and shit. It's hilarious.
Where is he?
He's right behind all those people.
That's how I couldn't see him.
All of his brothers, yeah. He saw because they all did this to like get closer, and you could see him behind just.
Like, guys, I can't see them.
I can't see the Who's fight, waiting? But this is cool.
Wait, is it because you can't knock out a deaf person?
No, it was because of a stupid rule.
Yeah, the 12-6.
No.
Okay.
Because of bad propaganda.
Well, actually, no, you're right too, Cam. But what's his name?
Actually, if Tito? Anything, effective propaganda, because that means karate was showing that you could do all these crazy things with elbows, and that's what they were afraid of. Like, oh well, if someone could do that to a fucking cinder block, I mean, what are they gonna do to a human skull?
But
it's like, yo, it what?
So Tito Ortiz actually said the contrary to you, what you said, Jesus. Deaf people can be knocked out easier because they don't have equilibrium.
Oh,
because they're deaf or something. I don't know. He was
no, making, I was being stupid.
You know, well, he got.
He got. He went
pushback.
Full retard.
He got pushback for saying shit like that.
No,
like,
I was.
Whoa, dude! Like you can't say that.
You can't say that about deaf people.
No, I was being stupid.
Fucking Tito, bro! Can't believe he was. Mary part of Jenna. Government for a little bit.
I can't believe he was married to Jenna Jameson.
I mean, that
and
I
part of the government
believe.
Too.
Damn, that's insane, Jenna.
Well, didn't he say something like he wouldn't wear a mask or something and like COVID this COVID that? Damn, Jones is itchy to get in there. You saw him?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm ready.
Throw me in there, dog. Throw me in there. Like, hold up, you need Vaseline, bro. What is he rubbing on him?
Yeah, right. They're cheating.
Yeah, it's on his glove. It's Michael's super secret stuff.
Jones' super secret stuff.
Yeah, it's cocaine.
Super.
He's rubbing cocaine.
What the hell's going on?
They found cocaine on him.
Are they going to cut his toenail?
Wait, what? What is going on?
Turn the volume up, G.
Where's the remote?
Oh man, you did say like he was possibly injured?
No,
cause he was in the pool just chilling? Yeah. Is that what this is?
He did. He broke his toe when he fought Chael Sonnen.
Yeah.
You remember that, Jesus? No, right? Maybe. So he fought Chael Sonnen, and then he broke his toe, and it was like crooked, and the bone was out. But they didn't stop it, and he came and he finished Chael, and then they were like, dude, they should have stopped that fight. Yeah. And Chael should have won the title.
Because of his toe?
Yeah, because of his toe.
And she was broke.
So that's why they're thinking
broke
about it right
it
now.
Off.
What's happening?
They're like, you can, bro. Can you even do it?
I got a pain in my toe. And I can breathe.
Of course, there had to be an incident, you know?
Yeah.
There had to be.
Something.
They weren't going to just let him in the cage.
Nah.
That's crazy.
I thought they were going to arrest him. I was like, what? What did he do?
Out of nowhere. Oh, my God. It's Ciryl the police.
Ciryl Gane has won the fight due to John Jones being arrested. Snorted cocaine in the locker room.
Minutes. What? Minutes.
And then
what?
Punched
entering
the pregnant
cage.
Woman on the way out. And stole a car. Within seconds.
And started popping off.
Why did Mark Goddard look like he was just done?
He was over this?
Yeah.
Probably just tired. It's like, all right, what is all this shit?
Just get it's already shit a
high-pressure situation as it is.
They let them wear, like, fucking whole leg sleeves.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird that they did that.
They had razor blades in there and shit?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the rule would be there. I'm sure they're going to talk about it after.
They're like, hey, dude, no
like, color. What was that about, y'all?
And no color, dude.
Someone's going to look into that like, for
no
sure.
No color, brother. Not today, dude. We're doing this the hard way.
We're trying to go a different direction.
Yeah. Bro, Alexa Grasso's the champion.
I can't believe it.
That's pretty cool.
It must be nice.
Yo.
Dude, we have 3 Mexican champions right now. That's unheard of.
It's pretty fucking
nice. This time last year or 2 years baby. Ago, there was 3 Nigerians that were champions.
3 Mexicans.
Mexico.
Yeah, we
and
got.
Kane's free. Mexico. Let's go.
Wait, they freed
That's
Kane?
That's a good line. Yeah, they freed Kane. He's out on bail.
That's pretty cool.
Or on bond or whatever
and
the fuck you
I
call it.
I heard
it.
That they're going to make that fucking scumbag that that is accused of diddling the kids.
Yeah.
I heard he's going to go on trial. I heard the judge say it. I didn't hear the judge say it. I read it. I'm fucking lying. Sack of shit.
Hey, what did he... Because he shot him, right?
Yeah.
He shot at him, but
so he shot
shoot
at him and hit the dad.
Did the dad...
Wrong kid dad.
Well, I think the dad got in the... Like, he tried to, like, stop him from shooting him.
Oh.
And, like, I think the dad, like, got in the way and got shot. And then Kane's like, fuck.
I
think he got arrested.
Did they say what he tried to shoot him with?
A gun?
Yeah, like, what
pistola.
Kind of gun?
Oh, I don't know. Oh. A pistol?
Yeah, I don't think it was anything like too like fancy.
Yeah,
like a 22 maybe.
Yeah,
something.
Why are you gonna? He's just trying to get the job done. I don't think he cared.
Why are you gonna tell us you have a 22, Jesus?
No,
go ahead.
No,
tell us your spiel about your guns.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How many guns do you have?
6. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a homeowner, so you would be stupid if you didn't have a gun, you idiot.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you don't have a gun. All right, Jesus, what's your address? We're about to fucking dox your ass.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So we got 3 Mexican champions. We got Assassin.
What
baby.
About that gun I gave you for your birthday?
We got Alexa Grasso. And
damn, the crowd is pumped. Yo.
Yeah, you're Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Won the
baby!
Well, he's intern. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit, the face off.
He's Heavyweight Jones.
They're about the same size in, like, thickness.
Same.
It's just this guy's a little bit skinnier. Hey, why did he touch his tits like that?
Gave him a little love tap.
Yeah, they like touch gloves
it's
and then
time, buddy.
And he's like, oh, nice nipples here.
Yeah, he gave him like a little nipple
like,
rub.
I like your tits.
I like your tits, bro.
Uh-oh.
Thanks, I've been working on my thickness.
Is this intimidation going to work on him?
No, this is Jones's thing. He always comes out crawling.
Yeah. Uh-oh, here we go. Round 1.
They touch him.
Oh, up. Jones with
instant
the kick
leg
right
kicks.
Did he kick
kicked
him in the
balls?
No, he didn't kick him in the dick.
Kicked him in the dick.
He did not.
Quick dick kick.
Jones kicked him in the leg, and then he got kicked in the dick.
Come on, man. I mean, that's a preemptive.
I swear that was not a dick.
Preemptive, because you know how Jones was going to poke to the eyes at some point.
Oh,
oh yeah, that was definitely to the dick. He wasn't trying for the dick. He just definitely got him in the dick.
Yeah.
Slow him down. Good shit, Gunn.
Yeah, right? Good tactics. Use your first foul. Your first.
You ain't cheating. You ain't trying.
Your first legal foul. Use it. Yeah, good. Because Jones is going to stab you in the eye with his fingers. They're coming at you. They're darting. So this is my thing too, Ken. And I'm not going to say anything besides this. A man of John Jones' size is benching 315.
Yeah, but they don't necessarily have great technique, bro. They're just doing it to
yeah. But I saw
as
a guy.
A function
I saw a guy do 4
strong.
Plates on each side.
Right.
Oh, that
yeah.
One dude.
I don't want. I'm not gonna say anymore. But John Jones is only doing 315.
Yeah. It depends what they're working on.
His
you know?
Brothers are NFL players. He is a giant.
Ooh,
but I get
here comes
saying.
The wrestling.
I get what you're saying.
Here
Ken.
Comes
look
the wrestling.
Down. Look how easy he's taking down.
Damn. Ooh, elbows, this is not elbows. Good for him. This Hercules, is very not good for
Hercules,
Cyril.
Hercules.
Yeah, no, dude. This doesn't look good for Cyril Gunn, bro. If this is what John's on. Is he going to start employing the fucking Khabib method?
Just wrestle him?
Yeah, look.
Ooh.
He might.
Is Cyril going to get up?
He'll probably get up, but it's going to
He's struggling.
Suck.
Dude, he looks like he's...
It's going to be not fun.
Ooh, he got
having
fucking...
the hardest time.
Yep. Jones, fuck no, him up. Gonna fuck him up. Let's go. Fuck him up. Jones, you got 3 minutes, baby. Like I said, you know, I'd like for the pay-per-view to go a little bit longer. But
is he choking him? What's going on here? He's just holding him?
He's doing. He's
headlock
trying.
Position?
Yeah. He's just squeezing him. He's like, feel how strong I fucking gotten, you bitch. I'm American.
Feel
you
my thickness.
If it weren't for me, you wouldn't be fighting. Oh, it's over! It's over!
Damn!
What'd he do? A cat opener?
That's
that was like
it?
Nothing, bro. That was like nothing.
Whoa.
I think that was like one of those remedial chokes things, like where they just make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And because he had nowhere to go and he didn't know how to
he
get
had
up.
In or nothing.
He pretty much just put his head down, made him go.
I'm telling you,
bitch.
John Jones is strong as fuck at light heavyweight, and then he went to heavyweight and started power lifting. That's why I'm telling you, when a dude his size is doing 315 for reps, I believe it. When a dude my size is doing 4 plates on each side, I gotta question it. Cause I'm not doing that much, and I feel like a bitch. No, no, but like,
give
when
me
you
the
see,
replay.
When you see John Jones, motherfucking ass doing that.
Give
shit.
Give me the replay. I'm sure his fucking coaches are fucking pissed, yo.
Cyril's?
Yeah, dude, they're fucking pissed, bro. They're like, what the fuck did you tap to? What did you tap to?
Strength.
Right.
What?
Power.
What did you tap to?
That family is full of fucking monsters.
Hey, look, you got your dance, dog.
No.
You got your dance. You don't like the Jones dance? Come on, bro. He's got rhythm. Come on.
But
a little bit of
looks
rhythm.
Like he's having fun.
It's not as sexy.
I mean.
I don't know.
That's up to interpretation.
It's not as hot.
Look at his two fucking brothers and his dad.
Fucking giants.
Yeah.
Well, no, I take that back.
Wow, dude. Wow.
Can we get a little volume here?
Just for that one? No.
Damn. I want to hear what Rogan says about this. To the ground. Drags him. I seen it happen.
Right here.
He said, fuck you, dog.
Right here. He locks this in.
Oh, fuck. Damn. He's under the neck. Damn.
Yeah. All that fucking weight just... On his head? Jones's fucking massive chest just fucking clamping down on Agano's head.
Wow.
In that choke.
He met up with the best. That's what happens, bro. You lose.
Nah, damn, dude.
He did not tap to nothing.
Yeah, no, but he should have gone out. Be a man. Two and a half minutes, dog. Heavyweight championship fight, bro. 2.5 minutes.
Look at that. And
kiss him. Oh, sorry.
Now kiss.
And Dana White's telling him that there's... Dana White's telling him that the lines are laid out.
Yeah, he's like, I got the lines all.
Yeah.
It's the good shit, too. Fentanyl free. All right, a little bit of fentanyl.
A little fen-fen.
For fun. I don't know, man. That fucking... The tape won them that match.
Yeah, right? The extra time? Got Cyril thinking too much.
We can hate on John Jones and say that he beat his wife and everything.
Is that the broad he beat?
Is that his wife? Yeah.
Is that the broad
she forgave him. So, like, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
I hate those situations where he's going to take his dad down.
Yeah.
Where you, like, defend the chick and then she's like, well, I'm still going to be with him and I'm going to go back. Everything's fine.
Maybe it was consensual.
The beating?
The beating?
It was part of the training? The training?
Oh, my God.
Damn, John being new.
Is he gonna take Joe down? That'll be awesome.
And then Bruce.
Yeah, it's cemented. You're the heavyweight champion of the world. Welcome back.
Dude, he's corny, man.
He's like, a fucking clown.
Yeah.
Let's be real. It's been 3 years since we've seen you. To come back and to have such
he could be so famous if he knew the right things to say, if he, like, if he knew the Conor shit to say.
Yeah. I see it.
But he's not Conor. Boo. I hate this part of us.
Oh, man.
He's the truth guy.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, he's right hilarious. This fucking corny motherfucker. He's hilarious.
Man, I'm so excited. I've been working for this for a long time.
Dude, I'm scared. Because I don't think Jones has changed.
Hell no, he's crazy.
Well, like, if you look at his hands, if you look at his, like, how he is here and shit like that, it's like he's, like, it's like still scared, like, to present to the people. Like, he can fight, he can do everything else, but when he gets here, it's almost like the veil is lifts and you can see the little John Jones, like the little kid. When he should be fucking super fucking excited, super fucking happy, but it's almost like he's trying to contain it. Look at him, he's scared.
All you guys that's been there.
But it's always been him like this.
I love you guys, man. My
that's weird.
Right? Isn't it?
So yeah.
My coach is down here. Coach Greg Jackson.
It's like he's in Greg front of class. In front of class giving right? a presentation. Yeah. It's
super weird. Like, dude, this is your fucking moment. Embrace it. Like, what are you doing? Like, why is it super fucking weird?
I'm really a product.
If not, like, why not just get a mouthpiece? You know, one of somebody on your
exactly
team.
What it, in WWE, they'd put Paul Heyman as his fucking mouthpiece.
Yeah.
I just turned 10 years old. My beautiful family, my beautiful children, I love you all so much. John, you said coming into this fight, you thought
that's very long-winded.
Yeah.
He's a champ, man. He can do whatever he wants.
Nah, dude, the first thing he should have done.
Was it at all surprising?
Pay Ngannou. That's what, dude. If he if he came out and said pay Ngannou, first thing he says, tell me he doesn't win the fans. He wins a shit ton of fans. And we might get that fight, but who knows?
Especially on the ground than ever. With kickboxing, you never know what's going to happen. He zigs, I zag, you know, there was a major filling out process. I actually felt a little goofy on the feet. It's been a while. But once I got my hands on him, I knew that that's where I'm most comfortable and that I could take control.
Now, choked the life out of him.
Frightening, bro. Frightening.
One of the conversations was about you fighting during International Fight Week in July and possibly fighting former champion Stipe Miocic. What do you think about that? Oh, yeah, baby. Y'all want to see me beat up Stipe?
Yeah, knock those nerd glasses right off of him.
Because we give the fans what they want to see. Stipe Miocic, I hope you're training, my guy.
Yo, my man looks like Bubbles.
Have you heard him talk? Yeah, I want to fight him. It's going to be an incredible fight today. He's got marbles in his mouth.
Oh, Tukang.
He is indeed the greatest of all time, and he made it look easy tonight, and that certainly lays the foundation for a potential bout against the consensus greatest heavyweight of all time, Stipe Miocic.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. That's the goat right there, man.
The greatest is
back. I mean,
back.
You can't argue with that, man.
That's funny. Islam wanted the pound-for-pound slot. That gives it back to Jones.
Yep, he's back.
Yeah, that...
The greatest is back.
That's a spot.
Quit playing with the boy.
Yeah. Give him a spot back. He's a two division champion.
Oh my god.
Beat everyone.
Oh, what did I just watch today, bro? This shit was crazy. Shavkat getting caught. What a fight by Jeff Neal, bro. That was a great fight.
He's human.
Oh my god. I still need to watch the Bo Nickel fight back.
Jeff Neal proved he was human.
But
I'm telling you, that Bo Nickel one is kind of it's weird.
Suspect.
Because it could have been a nut shot. If not, then he just took him down and choked him out.
Yeah.
If it
what
did
he choke him out with? Rear naked or?
Triangle choke?
Triangle.
The arm triangle?
The arm, head and arm.
Yeah.
Head and arm triangle.
Did
damn, yeah, that's usually when you just dominate someone, you get to that one.
Did anyone like post them on that?
No, I didn't see anything.
Okay. Oh,
on that.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, I've seen so many of these moments. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Like, we saw that shit live. All those knockouts right there.
Yeah.
We saw all those live. It's like, ah.
Yeah, you can go back in the history of there's so many videos, dude. I had no idea. I have over 400 videos.
That's insane, bro.
On fucking UFC and
insane.
YouTube.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's how many cool. We used to do them every fucking single week. We need to start doing them more. I need to start doing them more.
Oof.
Look, it's fucking 508 idiots watched. That's fucking great. Thank you guys.
Nice.
You're the best. I mean,
hey,
I mean,
y'all awesome. Are an idiot. Nice.
Yeah, y'all the best.
Yeah.
For real. Go ahead and like and subscribe and share this. We love you guys. We do it for you guys.
Tell everyone.
It would be awesome. Dude, you know what would be my dream? To fucking podcast and have a gym.
Yeah, that would
be
that.
Cool. That would be cool.
Just gotta start doing the vlog.
Get sponsored by Monster.
Well, I was gonna tell you.
You gotta start doing the lifestyle pieces.
Well,
now.
I was gonna tell you. You need to start like filming me, so I can at least start putting them up there and like editing like together videos of me training montages.
He's the best.
There he is. No one's ever gonna bring him down.
Because we could just do like the like one set out of the.
Hey, if you're down, if you're down to do it, I'll just give you my phone and you can record me when I'm doing sets. If not, we can get there at 7 when no one's there. Or I can get there at 7. I have a stand. But you can record me at 7 in the morning.
There was a girl having a conversation, bro. She had the tripod out, and she was having a conversation. It wasn't she was recording herself.
Today?
Yeah. She wasn't recording herself?
She was talking to someone, so she had them on FaceTime.
Oh,
my she God. Was cracking me up.
I didn't even see that.
She was walking around with it, too, a little bit. I was like, this bitch is crazy.
I didn't even notice it.
Like, I only noticed because, like, I fucking drink so much water when I'm there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I'm going over there.
Look, it's
like,
Gawkins! Gawkins! Boo! Boo! Give me Orchich off! Back to Gawkins! It's UFC.
Yo, my man looks like Bubbles.
He does. Yeah, look, it's Gawkins! Yeah! Woo!
Oh, shit.
Make
sure that you
show up for America! Fuck yeah.
To train after seeing John Jones at heavyweight. For you, what's the focus?
I'm gonna beat that ass.
Physically?
Yes. No questions.
And why then?
Because you told me so already. I want to display it in Mad March. It just didn't work out.
Oh man, John Jones just hugged that fat kid. That's pretty cool.
What?
John Jones hugged the fat kid. That's pretty cool. Yeah, he signed something for him and then he gave him a big hug. And, like, that was that. That fat kid was like so happy.
Could have been me. I know you don't have much to say because he's a fucking idiot. That's why. Look, I like Miocic, but he's a horrible salesman for himself.
Yeah, no, he hates this part.
But then he complains about the money. Like, this is the way to get the money. You have to fucking talk and not have marbles in your fucking mouth.
Well, yeah, no, you got to sell your fight.
Yeah.
This is like the opportunity to lay the groundwork for.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you ready to fight him? I was ready to fight him in March, but it just didn't go through, so I'm going to fight him then.
So do you think this is the perfect. That's what they told me. Yeah, I'm ready now.
It's like, I know you don't have much to say, but like.
I was ready yesterday.
How do you feel about fighting John Jones? Well, you know, I'm just training my ass off.
But they scared.
Dangle will train my. Dangle will train my ass off.
You should have done that.
Fucking Jones, yo. That shit was crazy.
Well, the GOAT's back, guys. And we're going to get out of here. The GOAT's back. We're back.
He did the back.
Yeah, he did the back. So the GOAT's back. We're back. Jesus is back. We're all back.
Not taking ghost hits.
Yeah.
What a time.
Yep.
Nope. Not a surprise. Not a single ghost
hit. Kept them honest today.
This time, I've never taken ghost hits ever, man.
I don't know. You were called out by
the audience. I don't know, man.
The audience never. Are you calling the audience liars?
Yeah.
They're right here. Yeah. Tell them. Your camera's over there. Don't look at me.
Damn. All 565.
Tell them.
I'm counting. You're all liars.
All right. Well, there you have it. You're all liars. And we will see you guys next time here on the Full Heel Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us, the number one podcast in MMA. Thank you. Peace out.